Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I am your host, Luke Mathers. I got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian, who is typically the other co-host, but unfortunately he's a bit under the weather. So we got Jesse filling in the big chair for Fancy Brian here on this Tuesday afternoon. You are listening to this program here, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, as well as our new sister stations out in Waukesha. We've got the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. So thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join this great show at any time, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We take your calls, we take your texts, we take your tangents. That's what Dueling Tangents is all about. So welcome to the big show, Jesse. Glad you could join me this afternoon.
Luke, thanks for having me back, brother.
Yeah, man. Happy to have you here in the studio. Really appreciate you filling in for Brian while he gets a little bit better.
It's a big seat to fill.
It is a big seat.
No, I mean, like, it's a big seat.
It's a big seat. He's got big shoes. It's the whole thing.
That's
but
right.
He's a big man, and that's why we call him Fancy Brian. He does a lot of things around here as well, and appreciate that you can take some time out of your busy afternoon and join me here on these airwaves talking some progressive talk.
I'm always here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciate it. And so, Jesse, number of things we want to dive into in this hour of programming today, but number one that we wanted to kick the conversation off about is one of the things Brian and I talk about on Dueling Tangents with some pretty big frequency lately is the determination about good faith versus bad faith arguments here in Wisconsin politics. So a lot of the stories that I've seen in the last 24 hours, Brian and I, it's his New Year's resolution, but I'm kind of trying to adopt it as well. Trying to unplug a little bit more when we're not here working at the studio, focused on the things that we got to get done in our roles at the station. And so last night, I had the opportunity to unplug a little bit. I was grateful. I watched the Badger game. Johnny Davis was phenomenal against number three in the nation, Purdue Boilermakers. Made some homemade beef stew in the Instapot. It was great. I unplugged. I followed.
I'm an Instapot convert. My wife converted me. I wasn't a fan at first. I was wrong.
Oh, absolutely, you were wrong, because Kelsey and I, we have two.
Did you get the air fryer too?
We have the air fryer top, which
yes.
is great.
Yep.
But we have the regular 6-quart one, and then I believe it's like a 3 or 4-quart one. It's smaller. It's essentially a rice cooker, but you can use it for any smaller size meals that you want to make too. Love them. The beef stew. Amazing. I unplugged. It was fantastic. Got to cheer on the Badgers, watch a little bit of Monday Night Football after that, and then went to bed. And then woke up this morning to some of the headlines, I guess, I unplugged from last night. A million confirmed cases of COVID-19 here in Wisconsin. The state passed that threshold yesterday.
And, you know, the thing is, I know that all of us are undergoing frustration and a burnout from dealing with this pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our DNA, we are hardwired to be able to deal with a mortal threat on a short-term basis.
Right, fight or flight.
Or a considerable threat on a longer-term basis. We're not really meant and designed to be able to handle an instant mortal threat on a long-term basis. And it just burns us all out. I get it. But folks, just remember that, you know, thank you for everyone who's doing your part. You got vaccinated. You're wearing a proper mask when you do go out in public. Thank you. But right now we're seeing way more cases than, you know, think back to how we all felt in like April of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is worse now. We're worse now. And even though Omicron is the early data coming back says, hey, maybe it doesn't affect people as bad as Delta, it's still worse than the original strain, which think about how you were, you know, limiting your trips to the grocery store back in that mid 2020. Like, do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's
hunker down.
It's an just the feat, the fact that we're in month number 22. We have officially entered the 22nd month of this pandemic. I think it's important to remember that a pandemic is called a pandemic because it's everywhere. Just because you and your life are sick and tired of trying to live with it. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going away because you ignore it. And so the fact that we are where we are now, we're seeing headlines like parents are outraged because Madison schools are shutting down.
I'm a Madison parent.
You are.
I'll speak to that later. Sure.
Yeah, and we're going to dive into that. But also the fact that, you know, hospitals are overwhelmed. We have the chief quality officer of UW Health here in Madison saying the hospitals are full. They're delaying non-emergency procedures. Anything that was scheduled that wasn't an emergency is getting put off or canceled altogether. The delays are here. The overwhelming hospitalizations that we're seeing, more than 1,900 Wisconsinites currently hospitalized with COVID-19. The state yesterday broke the record for number of hospitalized patients in intensive care units as well. So not only is there a greater volume of cases that we're seeing, there not only is there a greater volume of hospitalizations, but even though, like you said, Omicron is maybe a little bit more of a mild variant compared to Delta, it's way more contagious, and it's overwhelming. The fact that how contagious it is overwhelming our hospital system.
And nobody is experiencing epidemic burnout more so than our healthcare workers and nurses and people on the front lines. And for all the talk that the righties, both rank and file, and Congress critters give to this notion of like, well, it's not that their beds are full, you're short-staffed. Well, yeah, that's what they mean by that, true.
Right.
Except for this fallacy that people are quitting working in healthcare because they're being forced to get vaccinated. That's a canard. It's both factually untrue, and it's meant to distract from the fact that, you know, the nurses that I know that are burned out because these people that they're caring for are literally dying in front of them. Then they're either A, begging to get vaccinated on the spot, yep, which too late, or they're cursing at them and you know, alleging them of being part of the international conspiracy.
Or that they just don't even believe that COVID's what's killing them. They're on their deathbed due to COVID-19, and they're insistent that it's not the case. I have friends who have parents that are they tested positive over the holiday weekend. They got COVID-19, and they refuse to actually believe. They've taken 3 or 4 tests confirming the fact that they have COVID-19, and they're like, and this is just a really bad case of the flu. It's not COVID. And they're in denial.
I'll bet you if they had a pregnancy test come up positive, they would, you know, maybe take that a little more seriously.
Yeah. I mean, that science isn't politicized.
It's the same kind
it's
of...
It's the same
of,
exact test.
It's the same kind
it's
of test.
It's the same exact test.
Testing for certain kinds of proteins.
Yep. And so it's baffling to me that we are the point where we are. But one of the things that really stuck in my craw, one of the stories I saw this morning then, is Rebecca Clayfish, running for governor here, former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin under Scott Walker, now running to, she wants to defeat Tony Evers this year, 2022, this fall. And her campaign and her personal page shared out that Madison and Milwaukee are really the ones trying to hurt your children because Madison and Milwaukee want to shut down schools again.
Which is ironic because the Republicans have been trying very hard to shut down our public schools for decades. You'd think that, you know, if that were what was really going on, they would just get behind it or say nothing.
Well, even if it was something that they wanted to get behind, I don't think they'd support Evers or Democrats in that effort. And let it be known, that's not what's happening.
Correct.
Democrats are not trying to shut down school districts in Madison and Milwaukee, and I'll note other places around the state as well. It's not just Madison and Milwaukee where we're seeing this, but there are so many teachers, Jesse, testing positive that school districts cannot physically staff the classrooms, and therefore they're turning to virtual learning because, lo and behold, we're coming back from winter break, and there's not enough teachers to staff the classrooms. What else can you do besides virtual learning? But
I think, and you know, as a Madison parent, I think the decision, even though it was at the last moment, to go to virtual learning was the right one. I'm a little frustrated because teachers and staff worked so hard to build this virtual learning infrastructure last year, and it kind of got scrapped at the beginning of this year. And I know, you know, looking back into like early, mid-2020, it was something that we all had accepted and learned that, you know, hey, part of what we're going into is going to be occasionally having individuals isolate if they've been exposed.
Right.
Or you might see a community-wide spike. So these are the reasons that we could have kept that virtual learning platform in place. But that's my beef. That's a quibble. They're making the right decision, I believe, now to go to virtual full-time until we can, like, let the spike abate.
Right.
But that's not anything of what the Republicans are arguing, because they don't argue in good faith. And that's why we don't have a good partner for solving our problems in our body politic.
Right, because if only, you know, say, we're like I said, 22 months into the pandemic, if 6 months in roughly would have been the start of the first school year into the pandemic back in the fall of 2020, if as a state government, both Republicans and Democrats came together and said, this isn't going to be easy, but let's find a way to address it. And like you said, a lot of districts around Wisconsin did come up with virtual learning infrastructure that was vital to getting through the 2020 school year. Things could have gone a lot worse. And the fact that we had those things and that they're gone, the people that are complaining, like Clay Fish's campaign, they're not upset that the pandemic is raging. That's not what they're upset about. They are feigning outrage at the fact that the things in Madison and Milwaukee and other areas in the state where we have high concentrations of students and people and where we're seeing these spikes, the pandemic is going unmitigated in those areas, as it is everywhere. Dane County is the only county in the state that has a mask mandate trying to mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
Not only is it a bad faith argument that they're making, they know it is. It's really just grist, you know, to their rabble that they've like roused up and went to Costco and bought torches and pitchforks and started handing them out. And they're just riling up their rabble. Maybe they'll make a few bucks of fundraising off of it. But at the end of the day, they're not interested in solving problems. And
no,
and
they want to complain about the problems.
Any time that you hear, and you'll hear this again and again, on any number of issues, Republicans saying we can't. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can't do together. This is the country that split the atom and put people on the moon. I'm an American, not an Americant.
There you go. Appreciate that, Jesse. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got Jesse filling in for Brian today. You can be a part of this big show, just like Jesse is, filling in for the big guy, by giving us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to keep diving in this topic as well as a number of other ones. You can follow this great show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. Again, you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and our brand new sister stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Cause I gotta have faith.